Music from five-time Juno Award winner Ofra Harnoy from the brand new recording On the Rock. This follows up last year's Back to Bach recording, which was a big return to form for the cellist. She joined us right here in studio last summer to talk about her recovery from a difficult injury and her return to touring and recording. It is the new Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. More music from Ofra Harnoy's On the Rock, her second for the Analecta label. The album celebrates the sounds and spirit of Newfoundland. Ofra Harnoy was born in Israel, but has lived in Canada and the West for much of her life and career. She has recorded over 40 albums to date and played for presidents, princes, and three prime ministers. When she visited the Rock in the summer of 2018, she fell in love. And I get it. The people, the food, the culture, the landscape. It meets all expectations, usually goes beyond. Once again, Ofra has teamed up with her husband, Mike Harriott, the multi-instrumentalist, arranger, and co-producer of this album. On the Rock also features Alan Doyle of Great Big Sea fame, jazz vocalist Heather Bambrick, an old friend, Newfoundland kitchen party odes with fiddler Kendall Carson, and Ofra's daughter, Amanda Cash, even makes an appearance.
It's my pleasure to welcome back Ofra Harnoy to the Oasis. Great to be with you.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm very good, and so thrilled to have you on the line. First things first, how's that hurricane weather out there? How are you faring in St. John's this week?
Well, I'm looking out at the lake, and it's absolutely clear and beautiful. So
it's worked. It's worked out. Worked out okay. I've heard various reports over the last few days.
Yeah.
Tell us about that summer in 2018. What convinced you that you not only love the culture, the beauty, the music, but also made you say, I want to go live on the Rock?
Well, when we came here, we were just here on a vacation and absolutely fell in love with the place. Everything, as you were saying, the music, the food, the culture, the people, and the physical beauty of the province.
So that sealed the deal, but still a major move to say, yes, I'm going to pick up roots and actually make a life here, which is, you know, you must have really loved it.
Well, to us, where we live is not really that important because our life before this whole COVID mess was on tour.
Right.
So we really wanted somewhere that was an oasis. And a base, and, you know, 10 minutes to the airport, 10 minutes to the center of town, no traffic. It was a very ideal situation for us.
So you constructed this new album with your husband again, Mike Harriott. When you were sketching out what you wanted to do, mixing the classical world with folk music and shanties and fiddle music and so on, what was the intention? How did you think you could marry these genres effectively?
Well, our hope with this album was to be true and respectful to the tradition in a way that also shares my love of this music through the voice of the cello. And this traditional music encompasses such a large variety of emotions, and you really get to feel what people living in an oceanside community experience. So you have these ballads with joy and sorrow and love, and then the unbridled enthusiasm of the kitchen party and the fun of the pub culture. So there's a little bit of everything.
And we just heard a few different pieces as we were coming into this interview. If you're just joining us, five-time Juno Award-winning cellist, international performing and recording artist Ofra Harnoy is with us, and we're getting a preview of her new album, On the Rock, evoking the sounds and culture of Newfoundland. What did it take for you as a concert cellist and for Mike to prepare to jam with fiddlers and singers like Alan Doyle? What did that take to put together?
Well, it was a whole new experience for me, and I loved it. I got to work with people and kind of expand my world. And, you know, I had sessions with Kendall learning how to do fiddling on the cello, which is not as easy as it sounds.
Sure.
I always thought that good music is good music, and there's no limitations as far as I'm concerned. So kind of stretching from classical to crossover, it's what I did when I was doing the Beatles early on in my career, and I'm happy to be doing this.
Was there a revelation working within this tradition, something you really took away from getting deep into this music?
It's absolutely beautiful music, and the difficult part was actually to narrow it down to what you hear on this album, because there was so much good music, and we kind of decided to tell a story with it. So in the old-fashioned way of actually listening to an album from beginning to end, this is what I recommend for people, because you get the whole experience that encompasses everything in this music.
Now, you started recording this before the pandemic, so I would imagine you actually were able to work with the musicians in person, which would have been nice.
Well, we were very lucky because we were actually away for 6 weeks just before the pandemic started. So we had all our guests in the studio before we left. And then we just added the layers with the multi-tracking during this whole quarantine period.
Yeah. What's that looking like for you going forward? This has been such a big push to record this record, and I know the two of you put such effort into this, and usually you would be thinking about some concert dates and so on. Where are things at right now?
Well, we were lucky when we came back that we got to work on this album uninterrupted. We would take some time once a week to do some silly YouTube videos and have some fun outside the album as well. But all of our concerts have been canceled for now. I am playing with the Newfoundland Symphony, but it's going to be an online concert with a pared-down orchestra.
Right. We're going to listen to more music from this wonderful new recording, On the Rock. Ofra Harnoy, just great to be with you. Congrats on this new album.
Thank you very much. Nice talking to you again, Mark.
Nice to be with you. And it is The Oasis here on the New Classical FM. Ofra Harnoy here from On the Rock.